We're going to study from the Sfasemes for Parshas HaChodesh, Tofresh Mem and Tofresh Mem He. In these editions of the Sfasemes on page 118. Pasuk says, HaChodesh Hazelachem Rosh Chodeshim, that this month Nisan, the first month of the year, it's going to be a time when in the counting of months, in the cycle of months, this is the first month of the year. This is a new beginning. And it's called the Chodesh because of Chidush, because of the promise and the opportunity for renewal. Rishon hu lachem l'chadshei hashana, which means that it's lachem, it's only to Bnei Yisrael, as we're going to see, that this is a unique hiskachus, only available to Bnei Yisrael, because of how the hiskachus works, of what the mechanism of the hiskachus is. It's a mechanism only shayach to Bnei Yisrael. It's a renewal that can only happen for Bnei Yisrael. As we'll see, let's see Tofresh Mem, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, who koyach hiskachus, the power and possibility for renewal. Shabbayra Yisparach Mechadesh B'chol Yoin Ma'aseh Bereshis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadesh every day Ma'aseh Bereshis. And we understand that this means that it's not a world that's stagnant or static, but completely, entirely dynamic, and that is not only because we see that the world is constantly changing, and not only because we see and know now in physics that it's in constant motion, that all of the world is in constant motion, that every part and every atom of the world is in constant motion. But it's more than that. It's the fact that that motion, that movement, is an energy that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every cell, every proton, every electron, every part of everything in the world is simply there as Hashem wishes it to continue and causes it to be. His chachos, however, means an ability for Am Yisrael to tap into this koyach, and he says it's b'koyach haTorah, that the idea of hamachadish b'tuv b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis, the idea of Bereish is constantly happening. Betuvai, what is Toiv? I'm a chadish betuvai b'chol yom tov mit ma'aseh bereish. Toiv is Torah. The Torah is not just a blueprint where HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the Torah, distachul b'oraisa u'bara alma. The Torah is a reflection of that very energy that is the will that there should be a world. And it is the will of Hashem moment to moment, millisecond to millisecond, that there be a world. And that there should be anything but only Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that, causes it to be. He wills that into reality moment to moment. B'koyach HaTorah. And that hischadshus, which comes B'koyach HaTorah, is something we can tap into, and it's made available to us. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. And He does this B'koyach HaTorah. Now, He does this B'koyach HaTorah, we can tap into it, but what happens if we have no Torah? We're in Mitzrayim. We're not yet given any Torah whatsoever. No mitzvahs. Nothing. First Rashi in Chumash says, you know, really, the Chumash should begin with HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, because that was the first mitzvah. Now we see not only that was the first mitzvah, but that there is no being Klal Yisrael. There is no having HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. There's no Hischadshus. If not for and without Torah, Kodim Yitzias Mitzrayim Lo Hayu Yechol Bnei Yisrael LeKabel Ze Hiskacha. We had Avos, and the Avos were obviously serving a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and they were bringing out godliness in throughout nature, in everything, and in every facet of their lives, and wherever they looked, and in whatever dealings they had, in anything and everything they touched, they brought out a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But not through mitzvahs, not through Torah. Studying Torah, the new Torah, but to actualize Torah, where the world is mekuyam and continues to exist because of Torah, that's our job. And here, we're in Mitzrayim, there is no Torah. So he says, there is no possibility for his chadshos. The ein kol chadosh tachas Hashem. That's what it says in Kehelis, right? Ein kol chadosh tachas Hashem. What does that mean? Ein kol chadosh tachas Hashemesh. Profound idea. The Shemesh means teva. What is the single greatest and most important natural extant power, reality, structure, call it whatever you want. What is the single most important and powerful construct of nature in our world? Sun. Says the Maral, in many places, Maral says that this idea of the Shemesh is the king of the world of the Teva. That's the pinnacle of Teva. And, as far as Teva is concerned, while it's constantly being renewed, revitalized by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without any input from anyone or anything. So there's no Chodosh, Tachas HaShemesh. Because Tachas HaShemesh, meaning below the power vested in the sun and in all of the powers that Hashem uses to run the world, below that there is no independent power. Until Yisrael comes, and then depending on what we do, we invest and inject huge power into the Olam Hazeh, and then of course things happen, things change depending on what we do. But Tachas HaShemesh means, therefore, where there's Teva supreme, and not yet a Torah, where what we do makes a difference, no Chadosh. So, Ein Chadosh Tachas HaShemesh, this Sfas says, is the state of the world before Matan Torah, before the giving of any mitzvos. And then in Tafresh Memhei, in the next paragraph, he explains why that first Rashi in Chumash is so powerful. That the Torah should have begun with HaKadosh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodesh, with the first mitzvah. He says in the Medrash, HaKadosh Hazeh Lechem, and the Medrash references the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Kol Doivi Hinei Zebo. Because, says the Medrash, Klal Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, where is the Kadosh Baruch Hu? You said we're going to have a Geula, where is he? Now, what does that mean, where is he? Says the Sfas Emes, how are we going to experience Geula? What merit do we have to experience Geula? How will HaKadosh Baruch Hu show and prove to us, oh, things are changing? If the state we come to know, seemingly the natural state of Teva, is that the Mitzrayim lord over us, and we're not Nigolim, we're not redeemed, what's going to change? By dint of what? So he says, Kihu HaMitzvah, Kihu Mitzvah Rishonu LiYisrael. The reason that this Medrash brings the Pasuk of Kol Doivi Hinei Zebah, where Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming. What is it about HaKadosh Hazeh Lechem that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming? Why do we say on the Seder night, on Pesach night, Yochol Mei Rosh Chodesh? We weren't set free on Rosh Chodesh. It's because we were told we're going to be set free. We were told, Moshe Rabbeinu was told we're going to be set free, and he said it over to the Bnei Yisrael months earlier. So what is it about HaKadosh Hazeh Lechem that we would think, or because we've had preparations for Pesach? That's the beginning of the answer. Yes, because we were told, as we're going to read this coming Shabbos, the mitzvah of separating the animal, preparing for the Korban Pesach. But these are mitzvahs. That's the point. The first mitzvahs are about to be given to us. Hinei Zeba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming. You know what that means? We have a relationship. In what? How? Through what? Mitzvah. Hinei Zeba means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right here. Witness the fact that He's given us mitzvos to do. Therein lies the chiddush. Therein lies renewal. That was one of the mitzvos. Yes, of course. We were given mitzvos of Pesach, and then one of the contingencies, it depends upon doing milah. Yes. No, but we weren't mitzvah. There was no mitzvos milah. Avraham Avinu was commanded to do milah. There was no mitzvos milah for Klal Yisrael. Ki hu mitzvah rishayna li Yisrael. Like that's your point. We Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael, Mitzvah Yishen. And now he says it so beautifully. He says, "Vezu haParsha, haysam mafteach shel haGeula, the key that unlocks redemption, mafteach shel haGeula, uGeulasim shel Yisrael talia b'Torah uMitzvah." Top of the second column. The whole idea of having mitzvahs is the reason why we're given freedom. That's the whole point. What does Hakadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Zelech ha'ayis. Tavdun elokim al harazeh. You want to know how and why? Because when you come out of Mitzrayim, you're going to come back here to Har Sinai, and there's going to be a Kabbalah Satorah. The words of the Medrash, Mois Rabba, Simon Gimel. Hebe yodea, Hashem said to Moshe, Shebeschus ha'Torah, shehen asidin lekabel al yadcha. When they first met on Har Sinai, and Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sneh asked how, what, when, where, why, and how can I be confident that this is all going to happen? Make sense of it for me. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll make sense of it. You're becoming my people. That's why I'm taking you out. I'm not taking you out so that you should stop suffering. Not for that reason alone. I'm taking you out because you're going to come back here. Asidin lekabel al yotcha v'har hazeh. Therefore, b'schus ha'Torah heim yotz im misham. That's why. It's b'schus ha'Torah that they're coming free. Oh, that Moshe Rabbeinu says, that makes sense. Okay. Months later, it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now, I'm giving you those first mitzvahs. Remember the mitzvahs I said to you? You know, I'm only taking you out in the schus of Torah and mitzvahs. Well, guess what? HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Reish Chodoshim. I'm giving you the first mitzvahs. The mitzvah of, indeed, having Beis Din Bikoveh. This is the new Chodesh. And set the dates for the Yom Tov to come. And then the mitzvah of separating the Pesach, of separating the Korban Pesach. Because the Torah and the mitzvahs are the raison d'etre of Geula. V'lachein, behizgalus kol ha-Torah. Now he's making a very sharp distinction between what you think is, well, this is just, you know, one of those times when Hashem spoke to Moshe. No, this is a whole different kind of conversation. Behizgalus kol ha-Torah nitku, were disconnected. It's with Hashem saying these words. This is the first time that what Hashem has to say is, I'm giving you a mitzvah. Now, with Hashem giving us a mitzvah, he's beginning to break the chains. All of those tethers, all the shackles are being ripped off of Am Yisrael, off our legs. Kol hashibudim shahoy lehem k'may shekosav medalik al haharim mekapetz halagavoyes. He neiz de oimed achar kosleinu mashgiach min hachalones meitzis min hacharakim. Let's look quickly at the medrash. It's brought in the footnote 3, bottom right hand side. He neiz de oimed achar kosleinu. There is the Kadosh Baruch Hu achar kosleinu. He's right on the other side of the wall. Says the medrash b'midbar Sinai. In other words, the message to Klal Yisrael is Hashem is waiting for us to come out because He's giving us a Torah. He's just waiting for us to come out. He's calling out to us and He's giving us the first mitzvahs. Mashgiach min hachalenas. He's watching over us from the windows. And that's a reference to Vayevin Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem is coming to us. Meitzitz min hacharakim, peering at us from those openings in the walls, the windows. Vayedaber lekimus kolad vorem ha'ele. Ana dayvi ba'omar li. Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me personally, to each one of us in Klal Yisrael. So that's what HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem is. That's the power of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, the fact that it was the first mitzvah. And with the fact that now Hashem is being mitzvah us, oh, so we're His, not Paro's. You see, it can't be that we belong to Paro and we belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us what to do. Either Paro tells us, or Hashem tells us. One or the other, but not both. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you're mine, you have mitzvahs to do, that means we are definitively HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. We are definitively Hashem's, and no one else's. No one else has anything to say. That means we're free. Sha'atayra yesh batamid hischachus. Torah always has, it promises hischachus. Renewal, and that's what the renewed energy of Am Yisrael and of every one of us, Emir Tzashem and Nisan, is going to be all about. His Chachos, a new Eved Hashem, a new freed Eved to become an Eved of Hashem to the exclusion of being an Eved or being Meshubit to anyone or anything else. Nothing else is going to hold me back. Nothing's going to tie me down. No obligations, no lures to anything else that is totally not interesting to me anymore. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's interesting that he quotes that Gemara. Which means that, as the Gemara says, Reb Shimon Levi says that, you know, you could be standing behind an iron curtain, a barrier made out of the most dense and of the most formidable material, impregnable material, and it doesn't make a difference. You are with HaKadosh Baruch. You are with HaKadosh. It makes no difference. You are with HaKadosh. It has halachic implications, because it's because of that, says Rabbi Yosef Kapach, who wrote on the Rambam, he says that that's the reason why the Rambam paskins in Hilchas Tefillah, that when it comes to Duchanan, interestingly, Duchanan, different from Tefillah, when it comes to Duchanan, the bracha of Hashem comes to anybody who is facing the Kohanim, even if they're behind the mechitzah. So as far, even if they're out in the fields, if a person has to be part of a tzibur, they have to be in the same room, because then it's about being with people. But if you have to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to receive the bracha from the Shekhinah through the Kohanim, then mechitzah shel barzel, no curtain and no screen can separate between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. So the Birchas Kohanim can come through whatever you have. So, you know, if a place, a shul has just, for whatever reason, the now we have beautiful shuls, Baruch Hashem, but I remember especially, you know, in my childhood, we ended up in a shul where the configuration of the room was such that some people were you know, behind a half a wall, and certainly in Ezes Noshim, you're not directly in the presence of the Kohanim. There may be a machitza or something separating. Doesn't matter. Says the Rambam Lahalacha, they're all Mizbarachim. Everybody receives the blessing. Because, as the Rishu Ben Levi says, Afilu mechitza shel barzel eina mafsekes. So that's what this is all about. Achodesh Zelachem is, says the Medrash, Hinei Zeba. Here is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We didn't really have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not with us until he came to Moshe and said, now I have a relationship. Meaning, HaKadosh Zelachem, here's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, there's a relationship. And the mitzvah and the relationship both mean Hischachus. And then he says that the Torah, Ha'isa Mukhenes Me'olam Ba'aburenu. The Torah was just waiting. And that's the point in the Pesukim in Shir HaShirim. That's the point of the Pasuk where Moshe Rabbeinu was promised. You'll see, I'm going to be taking you out to bring you, in order to bring you back here to Har Sinai for Kabbalah HaTorah. He says, HaTorah, I said, Mukhenes Me'olam Ba'avureinu. And if you look at note 5, he quotes from the Maharal. He brings the Maharal, doesn't bring the quotation. I'll read it to you. The Maharal in Tveres Yisrael, Perik Aleph, he says, Mitzvos HaTorah Heim HaPa'ulois. Ha'elikios, they are godly accomplishments, achievements of a godly nature, misyachsois el Yisrael, that relate only to us and only we can fulfill them. Shalafi malas nafsham heimuchanim el hapulas ha'elikios. Because of the virtuous nature of the souls of Klal Yisrael, of Yidin can do Hashem's work. Nobody else can do Hashem's work. Which means some righteous act done by a non-Jew is a very nice, good, and righteous act. It doesn't accomplish the same thing. It might look like it does, but in the bigger picture, it really does not. Because there are certain nefashos, those nefashos of Klal Yisrael, that are crafted, that came from beneath the Kisei HaKavod, where that's our tafkid, to do certain things, to accomplish certain godly accomplishments, and only we can. And so, when we come to this idea of Hischachus, we come to the idea of being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we cannot be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu if we're not with His Torah. And if we are with His Torah, then we are with Him and we're free. You know, this idea that only through a mitzvah, only through Hashem giving us a mitzvah, now you have Torah, now you're free, now you're with Hashem, you're not with Paro anymore. I was reading once, by the great Maggid, he was here in Eretz Yisrael. It's not gone. Maybe it's 10 years. I don't know how long ago. Rav Yaakov Galinsky Zatzal passed away. He He was a real Navardika, special. You got to meet him, special. So this Alta Navardika used to tell over things that he went through, Loyalinu, and all Talmidim. Navardika had a series of yeshivas, many, many, many yeshivas, in what became the Soviet Union after World War I. And they banned the study of Torah, and the Navardika Talmidim continued to learn Torah. And if they forcibly closed the yeshivas, they continued to learn Torah, at pain of being arrested and thrown into prison. And that happened to Rav Galinsky, and it happened to many Talmidim there of the Navardika yeshivas, and they would, he described it, he said, as long as they had a Gemara, all they waited for was somebody. Sometimes they were dragged away in the middle of the night, and they had nothing. So you would think, well, what are they worried about? Talis and tefillin? Yeah. What else? Kosher food? Of course, something to eat. And? No. First, they were worried, I need a Gemara. Once they had a Gemara, they're good. They're not in prison. They're free. They're with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. They opened the Gemara, and they said, learn. What could be bad? And that's how they lived. That's how they thought. That's how they felt. That was their reality. Effortlessly. To be in prison, but I have a Gemara. Watch. What's his left? What could be bad? Unbelievable. Because when you are with a Kaddish Baruch Hu, he's giving you his Torah, so I'm free. There's nothing that's holding me back, and nothing that impinges upon my freedom. And then he said here, as we mentioned a moment ago, the Torah was Muchenes Ma'olam Ba'avureinu, Rach Shehayu Tzorach Mikodem Liyaz Tikun Kol HaMaisim Al Pi HaTeva, K'moshi Yisbar B'Makom Acher, that there was a need, as we mentioned earlier, that the Avos also were Mekayim Mitzvahs, but they brought out holiness and Hashem's presence through Teva, without specific mitzvahs. Not everybody can do that. Only the Avos were on such a level of holiness that everything that they touched, and why they touched it, what they did with it, brought out the potential and the holiness and the desire of Hashem being realized by what the Avos, what Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov did in their lives, in their day-to-day life, and in their day-to-day interaction with the world. We are much smaller than that, so we have instrumentality, meaning we are Hashem's instruments to do particular things, to bring out Elokus, to bring out holiness. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a guideline and a set of ways through which to bring out holiness, like the others brought out, but they brought it out in and through everything that already exists, as it is. And we are going to do it with certain mitzvahs. K'moshi Yisbar B'Makom Acher, as is explained, and that's how the Sfas Emes explains it, the Makom Acher. If you look in note 6, he makes reference to parts of the Sfas Emes in Vayetze and in Va'era. V'zeh Oymed Acher Kosleinu. That's the idea of Oymed Acher Kosleinu. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been waiting. It's giving a beautiful interpretation of the Pasuk. He Neizeh Oymed Acher Kosleinu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been waiting for this moment. Waiting for the time when there'll be Am Yisrael with Torah and Mitzvahs to bring out Kedusha in all things through the Mitzvahs, because that's His intention for the world. So it's not only that Hashem Yisbarach is coming to free us, and He's coming to care for us and to save us. He's coming to give us Torah. And He wants that there should be an Am Yisrael to accomplish Torah. That's the reason for the Geula. V'zeh Oymed Acher Kosleinu. V'chein b'chol golos sh'bnei Yisrael nechnasen b'soicho. Mikol makom ha-Torah v'Geula. This is our attitude in Golos. Our attitude in Golos is not just that, yes, it's painful and it's difficult and we have, you know, restrictions, or we're subject to terrible anti-Semitic expressions, or worse, chalila, dangers. No. The point is that there's a certain Torah waiting. There's a Torah waiting to come. There are accomplishments of Torah and mitzvos that Geula will bring on, and it's for that reason that we're going to have a Geula. We should understand in our time as well that we are subject to much, much challenge and pain. But it's not only that Hashem will take us from that pain because He loves us, but because He wants us to have accomplishments, godly accomplishments await for them, and for the purpose of those accomplishments, He's going to redeem us in Mirtz Hashem gloriously, b'mehera, b'yameinu, amen.